You get it? Okay. Watch this. His eternal purpose he accomplished in Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access. What do we have? Boldness and access to him and confidence through faith in him. How many people and how many maybe in this room have felt unsure about their ability to approach God, to receive from God, to even pray to God? I'm not asking you to raise your hands, but I know what I'm saying is true. I've been a believer for 11 years. I've pastored for 8.5 of those years. I've been involved with a lot of hearts and a lot of people. And I know people tend to bite the bait of deception where condemnation and uncertainty and insecurity is concerned. Their spiritual identity seems to be almost up for grabs. Don't let it be. He loves you. Hebrews 4 says, come boldly, not arrogantly. Confidence and pride aren't the same thing. Did you ever figure that out? Sometimes people see people confident and think, what an arrogant, prideful person. And you could just be so wrong. Confidence and pride aren't the same thing. If he said, come boldly into the throne room of grace, what are we supposed to do? Walk in. Not even knock. You just walk in because you're a child of God. You're a son. You're a daughter. Father, I'm here. You told me to come boldly in, and I thank you for your love. And you have intercourse, interchange with him. Come boldly into the throne of grace and receive mercy and help in every time of need. Isn't that in Hebrews 4? You know why? Because we have a high priest. His name is Jesus. And he's passed through the heavens, the Son of the living God. And he's sitting there representing all mankind. And you got to figure this out. A man, capital M-A-N, a man, 1 Timothy, there's one mediator between God and man, the man. There's a man sitting in the heavenly tabernacle, the holy place. Not the place made with hands, the real, the true. Okay? He's sitting there as a man. Why? Representing man. So through man, our high priest, I have the right to walk what? Boldly in through the mediation. You understand these words now you read in the Bible? The mediation. That means the representation. He's like my defense. He's the middleman. He's representing and pleading my case to the Father. He represents me to the Father. Making intercession. He's pleading on my behalf. It doesn't necessarily mean he's there with his hands folded praying. He's representing me to the Father. He's my access. I have a right to go in because he paid the price as a man for all men. So huge. When you understand that, you have confidence because you understand the heart of the Father. He's far from rejecting us. While we were yet sinners, he sent the Son. He's not mad at us. He loves us and he wants us to receive that love and receive that confidence, receive that boldness and wear the mantle and go destroy the work of the devil. That's what he wants us to do. Now watch. We have boldness and access and access and confidence through faith in him. If my heart doesn't condemn me, 1 John says, I have confidence before God. That's why you want to just give it all up for Jesus. Because that little thing you hold is what pricks your conscience and violates your heart. That little thing that you're already hearing back here, that you know is not God and you're still going there anyway, that's what comes in and cuts away at your confidence. And then your heart starts condemning you. And then you don't know whether God even hears you, let alone whether you have what you asked for. Come on. That's why the pure in heart see God. Is this making sense? So I purify my heart and I live for God. I have no strings attached. What you see is what you get. No other agenda but Jesus. And I'm growing and learning. And I might make a mistake and stumble. But you know what? Deep down in my heart, I'm not thinking about stumbling. I'm thinking about serving Jesus. And I know that's true. And he's helping me. And in my weakness, he's making me strong. He's raising me up to be what I'm called to be. I have confidence before him. Whatever I ask, I shall receive. It's for his name's sake. It's all for him. You understand then? It's all for him. Watch this. We don't go around and do healing services and pray for the sick just so they feel better. So His name is manifested and glorified so that we have a stronger understanding and revelation of His love and His willingness and His power so we can live greater for His purpose. See, we're actually getting healed for Him. It sounds funny, but it's true. It's all for Him. I receive it for His name's sake. Because you know what happens? See, don't get deceived and say, well, yeah, but I'm not struggling too bad. I mean, it's only my back, my neck, and my knee. and some people can't even walk. I hear that when we go around praying for the sick. So go ahead and get your back, your neck, and your knee totally touched and totally delivered and know the manifestation of His love, His presence, and His power, and then go start going after the people that can't walk. You get it? Oh, yeah. You see? Amen. So this we're going a little different direction here than I normally go when I do a healing service, but I'm just trusting it's right. Right now, He has us going in with access and boldness and confidence to Him. And then He says, therefore I ask, don't you lose heart at my tribulations. Isn't that amazing? Paul's really a bright fellow in the Holy Ghost. In other words, he's saying, so don't get all caught up in what I'm going through. Don't get caught up in the price I'm paying and what I'm going through, because it's not about me. Grace is sufficient for me. Don't get caught up in, don't lose heart because of my tribulations, or you're going back to that self-centered, self-serving place. And you're going to run from adversity. And all the devil's going to have to do is go, bleh! And you're going, ah! Serious. That's what he